We have a guest joining us by phone this morning. Jason Wickizer joins us here. He's the Emergency Medical Services Coordinator for the Shelby County Emergency Management Organization. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning.
Well, I want to talk a little bit about some of what the firefighters and the emergency personnel around the area are doing, because we kind of know them as the folks who take care of us here locally. If there are fires or accidents, emergencies of a medical nature, you know, they're always there for us. But sometimes there's a need elsewhere when large events break out. And I know you've got some folks there in the home area who've had some training and actually have already been off helping out folks on a bigger picture.
This summer, we had 10 firefighters from various organizations throughout Shelby County take a wildland fire class, and Shelby County Emergency Management Agency coordinated the class, and then the departments sent their folks to it, and that trained, qualified, and certified those folks on a national level to respond and assist with the large fires that you see on TV out west.
It's much different dealing with those kinds of things than it is dealing with, say, for example, a house fire here locally.
Correct. The big difference is the length of time the firefighters are deployed. They usually leave, and they can be gone anywhere from 14 to 18 days, and they can expect to work 12 to 16 hours a day every day.
Certainly it's not easy work.
No. They during that 12 to 16-hour shift, most of the day is spent bent over digging with a hand tool, very few breaks, and some of the areas that we've been deployed to or had our folks deployed to this summer have included slopes of 50 to 70%. I got to spend, I came back on last Thursday night, and I had been deployed for 15 days, and some of the terrain, obviously the Nebraska fire was the one I was originally deployed to, and that was fairly similar to here, a few more hills. But then I got transferred to Happy Camp, California, and that is extremely steep, rugged country, a lot of hills, a lot of mountains.
Jason, before you joined on here in Shelby County locally, you had some experience dealing with some of these issues. Did you have a pretty good idea of what you were getting into when you first started and got some of these other folks involved?
Yes, I did. And actually, when I moved here, one of the interests from a lot of the departments was my former experience. I was a captain on a heavy engine for the U.S. Forest Service as a full-time fireman. And through that training, that qualified me to teach courses out here, and in training and teaching some of the local departments. They wanted to go through the full certification program, which includes what's called a PAC test, which is a 3-mile hike with a 45-pound pack in 45 minutes. And when they complete that and the training and a written exam, then they're able to go out anywhere in the nation and fight these fires as a temporary firefighter for the Forest Service. And then they're compensated and insured by the Forest Service.
This is no easy training. We're not talking about a few hours online at the local community college.
No, this is 24 to 40 hours, depending on the firefighter and their prior training. And then they have an 8-hour field day where they actually go out and use the tools, dig fire line, hike. They have to learn to do everything, because as a fire crew, you walk and carry yourself completely different than you would in a city, because you're out in the middle of nowhere and you have to keep track of each other in, sometimes dense stands of timber, or we have one of our local firemen. He just moved here in January, and he actually spent time close to the U.S.-Mexico border, and it's very important to keep track of your people.
Well, I'm trying to wrap my mind around why folks are so interested in going through all this, knowing what they're going to have to go through if they do get called to deploy. Because, you know, it's one thing to be a member of your local volunteer fire department. There's extensive training just for that. I mean, it's not like you just sign up one day and you become a firefighter. There's tons of training, and it never ends. It's always ongoing. So to do this and make that next step and make the commitment to do that, why do people want to do that?
Most of the folks that I'm seeing that want to do this have a drive to not only help their community, but they have a sense of community beyond the local area. They consider usually very patriotic folks, and they consider the United States their community, and they want to help wherever help is needed, and they want to gain experience to bring back to their local communities and share with other firemen.
Do you get a different sense when you've served on that level sometimes, Jason, than you do maybe on a local level? Because you're really seriously out there trying to save people and save things, as opposed to sometimes just knocking down a fire that's already maybe, you know, engulfed much of a garage or a home or something, where you're just trying to minimize whatever damage is already there. Is there a different sense that you get when you're out there like that?
Firemen across the country do a tremendous job in their day-to-day activities. I think the largest difference with the wildland and what a lot of our people around the country that experience these events understand is how grueling and hard the work is, and it's dirty work. I mean, you can be away. The two gentlemen we deployed Saturday out to Idaho are going out to a spike camp, which means they'll be away from showers, camps, and facilities. Their food is usually flown in by a helicopter two times a day. They'll be eating one meal, which is usually a military ration-type meal. They're called MREs. And the public understands they're taking and putting themselves in an uncomfortable spot to help save either the natural lands and values of our country or save homes, and people are very grateful. Oftentimes in the communities you'll see signs that say, "We love you firefighters." I experienced that just a couple weeks ago in Nebraska, or you'll just have people come up that recognize the green pants and yellow shirts that we wear and just have people come up and hug you or bring food up to you. They're very gracious for the work that gets done.
Well, I'm sure that you'd never want to have to be able to put in a position to do this work. It'd be great if we lived in a world where it wasn't necessary, but unfortunately it is. There's got to be a certain rush to it, though, and a certain adrenaline rush that keeps you going when you're put in those kinds of situations.
Absolutely. I think one of the big things, and I'm really excited to hear back from our two gentlemen that just went out. We just deployed Jordan Saunders and Ryan Nelson. We had earlier this summer Andrea Searstead with Harlan Fire. All of those folks are with Harlan Fire and Rescue. And the thing I think I'm getting back from them is they're very excited by the size and the length of these fires and the fact that they get to develop their skills and their skill set to use at home. But the other neat thing, and I mean, I've done it for most of my career, is you're working around airplanes and helicopters and firefighters from all over the country. Even though it's a, you know, 300 to 1,000 firefighters on some of these incidents, I was out on one with about 700 firemen, and I actually ran into people I'd worked on other fires with. And it's a fairly small community, so even though it seems like large amounts of firemen, there's a camaraderie that you develop, and you end up running into those people year after year.
Oh, I'm sure. Now, some folks might say, well, wait a second, why are we putting all of our local resources into that effort? But the money that's used for that type of an effort doesn't come from us specifically out of our local budgets, does it?
No, and that is a very neat point. This is actually a program to supplement the Forest Service's firefighting assets, and they obviously can't just employ thousands and thousands of firemen and have them sit around and if there's a fire, send them. So what they do is they have a base level of funding to hire a certain amount of firemen, and then they have what are called AD, which stands for administratively determined. And what that means is when there's a need, they put out orders nationwide through a ordering system, and then the Department of Agriculture Forest Service insures and pays for those firefighting resources out of the federal budget, out of the federal fire budget, and then also takes care of any expenses or travel. So when they're gone, they're completely funded and insured by the federal government. So there's no tie back to the local tax base.
So it's actually a pretty cost-effective way to have the manpower and training that you need.
Correct. And then the other, again, the bonus for the local area, especially this year with the extensive drying of our crops and the increased fire danger, is they're getting experience with large fire incidents. So if we did have an incident out here that was bigger than normal, they've seen something like that before, and they're able to help organize and coordinate with other fire resources since they've already been in that type of event in a prior area.
Is there always a need for more training or for more people who are trained to be able to provide this service?
Yes, we actually, Shelby County just put out an announcement today, and if they get a hold of us at our office, which is 712-755-2124, we are taking names and information from firefighters. Now, we are only offering these courses to firefighters on a fire department, and we're actually going to offer those courses again this fall and winter in Shelby County.
But it's not just for Harlan or Shelby County, it's for any firefighters?
If we have firefighters from outside the area, we may coordinate a class in a different area just so we don't have a class with 50 or 60 folks. We've had an extreme amount of interest since we have started getting folks deployed. This is the first year we've actually sent folks out. And obviously the interest is up as people see the program being successful. Out of all of the people that signed up this year, every one of them has been called up. Now, one was unable to go due to a personal commitment, but he was called up to go, and he actually had to turn down the assignment. So all of the folks we trained and went through the full program have been called up this year.
Isn't it nice to know that no matter how much time and effort and training is put into someone's life, taking away from their family and some of the other things that they could be doing, that the local responders are always willing to give more?
It is. Shelby County and Iowa in general are some of the best responders I've ever worked with. They're always willing to give more, and they train very hard. And, you know, I think some of the calls we've had over the last year on holidays, you know, we always hear about the holiday calls, but last year we had a couple of holiday calls that lasted multiple hours. One on Thanksgiving, we had a grass fire that went multiple hours with multiple departments, and those folks gave up their Thanksgiving with their family to go out and fight that. They're always willing, and they're always very thorough in the job they do and safe. I can't say enough good about the volunteers in our local area.
You never know when you'll need them close to home as well, so it's good to have those folks well-trained and always ready. Jason, thanks a lot, and continued success with that program.
Thank you very much, and again, if anybody's interested, they can just call us at our office at 712-755-2124.